This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Well, welcome to Leicester Fan TV. It's Monday night. It's about 7:30. My name's Phil. A busy time for Leicester. Obviously, a great win yesterday against Burnley. Some good goals in there, some good performances. Want to know your views on that. And obviously, we've got Arsenal coming up in the Carabao Cup on Wednesday. So get your views in, get your comments in, and talk all things LCFC with me. Yes, indeed. We're streaming live tonight on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, you name it. We're in there. Let's get a few hellos in. Mark Wright, good evening to you. Dave Felstead, good evening. Matty Bond, good win yesterday, Matty. Alan says, good evening, Foxes. So does Wayne. So does Ben. Alison says, fantastic match yesterday. So proud of the boys in blue winning. Pete, how are you, Pete? Hope you're well. And Wayne saying it was a good result. It was, Wayne. I don't know how good Burnley were, in all honesty, and I don't know how good West Brom are, but hey, listen, as Ross says, we are top of the league again, and he's singing away. Mark saying Fulham want Emarty. Emarty, another of those utility players. I guess, what would you think to Emarty going? Let me know your views before I'll have a think about mine. Danny's saying Maddison looks like he'll be starting against Arsenal. It would probably do him good to have a run around. How serious do you want to treat the Arsenal game? There's a question for you guys to answer. How serious do you want to treat that Arsenal game in the Cup? I'm not too... I'd like to win the League Cup, of course I would. But I can see with us in Europe why some teams sometimes think, well, we're perhaps not going to put out the first team. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a mix of under-23s and players coming back from injury. What a fantastic performance last night, and at the minute all is tickety boo, says LCFC. Thanks, Gray, watching out on YouTube. Don't forget, if you are on YouTube, do subscribe. Andy saying good result, but JJ got found out. Andy, do you know what? I think I'm right in saying that the Premier League officially, their official site, gave James Justin the man of the match yesterday. Maybe they were watching something slightly different. I didn't think he had too bad a game, and he obviously scored his goal. Alison says, can we stay top now? We have won last night. Be a long time to stay top, wouldn't it? David Gavin says, it's Chris Woods done us again. Well, he did, but we won. He could have got a second one, couldn't he? Wayne says, just keep it going. And Ross saying, as long as we put in a fantastic performance against Arsenal on Wednesday, that's all that matters. Interesting. Mark saying that you know Rodgers will mix things up. Andy's saying the Belgian boys are doing so proud. They are, obviously. Tillemans, Castagna, was he your man of the match yesterday? Or was it Harvey Barnes? They seem to be the two ones. LCFC Gray saying that Noone gave Barnes Keown, that is. I'm reading what you're writing there. Keown gave Barnes man of the match. I gave Barnes man of the match, but I know when we did our post-match show, lots of people were going for Castagna as well. Listen, Sinky's joined me tonight. Let's add John Sinclair into the mix. Hi, Sinky.
Hi. Feeling good after last night, like most people, I think. Actually, I've already copied the league table onto my phone, so I can just reflect on it full time. Nice to be there, and obviously played well. I mean, Burnley obviously, you know, took the lead, although it did seem to push Justin over. And it didn't seem to look at that when he scored the goal. But
I think Chris Woods taught him a lesson or two there in defending and attacking. Yeah. It was a bit old school.
It was, actually, yeah. And obviously he hit the post later on, because had it gone to 4-3, I might have got a bit nervous. But I think generally across the Premier League, defences are kind of creaking a little bit with all these good attackers on the teams, aren't they? But yeah, it was a performance. I mean, Dennis Pratt's goal, you not mentioned that, but you know, Dennis Pratt's goal at the end was just superb, wasn't it, really? And 3-2 and to take it to 4-2 was really good. But overall, you've got to say a pretty good performance against. You've got to feel sorry a bit for Burnley, because they've not had any money to spend, and they've got lots of injuries. One of their players went off, and you feel for their manager as well a bit, I think, actually. He needs a bit of funding, and that was talked about on Match of the Day a bit last night as well.
David Hart saying, loving Tielemans last couple of games. Youri Tielemans has looked much, much more like this £40 million superstar we thought we'd signed.
Yeah, John. That pass through to Castagna that went in, I mean, that was just superb, wasn't it? I agree. He's had a couple of games, because he went missing a little bit, people said, last season. Yeah, obviously not too much time in pre-season, but he just seemed to have stepped up a bit. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And then David Gavin is saying, Castagna is such a clever player. Love him. Did he injure his shoulder? Not sure about the shoulder. He certainly took a knock to it. But Sinky, sometimes players come, and like we know, like Soyuncu was here for over 12 months before he really got a go. Benkovic has been here 2 years, not had much of a go. Sometimes players come in. Castagna reminds me, one of the more recent players was, do you remember when Sol Bamba a few years ago?
Yeah.
Suddenly came in on his just debut against Man City and was like, and Castagna seems to have slotted in as though he's been here for a couple of seasons and looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think that kind of connection you were talking about with other players on the squad has probably helped, and he's settled in very quickly, and he's got that pace, he's got an attacking sense as well. You know, we've had goals for Castagna in one game, Justin got on the score sheet, got fullbacks at the scoring, extraordinary almost to get a game when Vardy didn't score, though he had an assist in one, of course. But yeah, he's flying down the right. Ben Chilwell, who is he?
Well, yes, indeed. Mirko saying Castagna was man of the match for him. Who was your man of the match yesterday, John? It wasn't an easy pick, I don't think.
No, I don't think it was. They could have picked a few, actually. I probably have gone for Tielemans if you'd have twisted my arm.
He did have one of his best games, I think, for us yesterday. But again, the jury will be how good are Burnley this season before we all get too carried away.
And a word about Mendy, because he's had to fit in, because indeed he's obviously gone to the back four. And I think he's done a steady job there, to be fair. Do people agree with that? And obviously, indeed, he's doing a different job for us at the moment.
John, we're joined by Dan as well, who's a Burnley fan. We chatted with Dan before the match yesterday. I'm going to add Dan in from the cricket end. Let's see. Dan, can you hear us?
Perfectly clear.
Hi, Dan.
Dan, good to see you. Interesting to see you're not wearing your Burnley shirt tonight, mate.
Yeah, I was saying, Dan, could I ask you about, you know, they were saying on Match of the Day last night, weren't they, that Burnley haven't been given a lot of money to spend and probably need to invest a bit. Is that something the fans up there are talking about?
Oh, big time. It's got to a point now where there's a lot of garlic out hashtags floating around, especially on Twitter. I mean, there comes a point where your chairman, yeah, they can pump money in, and yeah, we've got a local, you know, a local businessman who's a fan of the club. But there comes a time where, you know, they say managers have a lifespan where they can only take a club as far as they can go. sometimes chairman are the same. You know, if it comes to a point where you start to think that that football club is basically your source of income and that's it, it's not going any further. I mean, we've been linked with Dale Stevens at Brighton, who was a player we was linked with 4 years ago. He's now 31 years of age, and yet we've got the highest age squad in the Premier League. Yes, I mean, it's an extra number then, but...
I mean, Dan, your guys yesterday, it was a good entertaining game, and you lads, you were in it almost till the end because Chris Woods hit the post. You know, you could have come out of something with that, maybe.
Yeah, it were a really tough one to take because you walk away from the game and you feel a bit like, well, I kind of expected it before kickoff, but then on the basis of the game, yeah, I mean, we attacked, we moved forward. Going 1-0 up were a shock for me. You know, I'd only recently looked about the recent new handball rule, and I'm kind of glad. I think that's what the shirt does, having that extra bit of claret as well, so that might have helped.
Yeah, they suggested that people should wear longer sleeves now, haven't they?
Well, yes. Yeah. Or have shorter arms, John.
Is there a worry that, you know, Sean Dyche might be tempted away?
Oh, yeah. I don't think you could blame him if he went either. I think he'd go with everyone's best regards. It's a bit of a different one compared to the Owen Coyle situation. I mean, Owen Coyle got us up at Wembley. Was instantly linked with a Celtic job at the time, turned them down and said, look, I might not get a chance to manage in the Premier League again. Skip forward to January and he's up sticks through at a bad time, really, middle of January, your first season. The players, you know, we probably might have just stayed up that year, but with Dash, it's different. We know now what's going on. He's come out and said that, you know, he gives a list of players.
Dan, that's what the club have to go for.
He's never had a budget.
We're losing your line, Dan. We can't hear you very well.
It's always been a case of he gives...
Dan, I'm sorry.
I'll make a move.
I'm going to have to let you go because your line keeps cutting. Okay, but thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm going to let Dan go. Sadly, his line's gone there. I mean, interesting to hear a Burnley fan. It's difficult. I don't know how good they really were, John. There's some good comments coming in there. Their young lad at centre-back, well, I was going to ask him about that, who scored second goal, Dunn, wasn't it? Burnley, Sean Dyche does seem to, we're linked with Tarkowski, does seem to find centre-backs and train them up good. He looks a good young lad.
Yeah, fairly organised at the back. I mean, obviously, that, you know, Barnes kind of unlocked them a few times. But you can understand the frustration of the fans up there because, you know, they've not invested like other teams are doing. Sean Dyche has been there a while, established them as a Premier League club. Obviously, they went through the extra cup competition as well last time around. There might be a worry that Dyche is going to say, you know, give me some money or else. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But I have to tell you, I've always liked them as a club. So let's hope that things improve for them. But as far as Leicester are concerned, terrific.
John, they did cause us some trouble at the back there. And we were talking about Mendy having a good game. I'm not sure. I mean, Ndidi, I thought, did okay at the back there. But when I watched it back later on Match of the Day, I did think that between Ndidi and Soyuncu, it's not a partnership I think I want to see much more of against the likes of Man City on Sunday.
That's right. It's a temporary solution. But obviously, Evans has been out for two games. He's got a three-game ban, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's back for the Man City game.
He'll be back for Man City, yeah. But wasn't there a question about his fitness as well? Didn't he get... He picked up an international injury, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know how serious that was, though.
What do you think, John, for Wednesday's match then, moving on to the Arsenal game, obviously the Carabao Cup?
I was really interested in winning
last season, but I, the edge is off it for me this year because of the Europa League stuff.
Yeah, you like to be Nacho and that might get a run, mightn't they? You can see him making a few changes, especially with the game having been just yesterday. So we'll have a look around the squad and possibly make one or two changes. I would imagine that Arsenal will do the same, to be honest. So it'll be a mix and match game, won't it? So I think the team news is just going to be an interesting one. But you can certainly see some of the players that we've not seen very much of coming in and having a go. And obviously, we don't know about some of the players that have come back from loans and so on. Will we see them at all? I probably don't think so. But you just never know, do you?
Ross is asking you direct here, John. He says, do you think ending at centre-back could be a permanent thing if we don't get a centre-back or if Evans is injured?
No, I wouldn't, well, he can obviously play there if we need him to. We know that. But you wouldn't want him ideally to be there because he breaks things up in midfield. And I think that, you know, it's stopping people getting to the back four, if you like. So I'd like to see him back in his more natural position because we know that he's great at, you know, getting into the tackle and intercepting. So I think that's his stronger position. It's great that we've got a player that can move into another position and play pretty well, but I would like to see him in his more natural position.
Here's a question for you, John, going back to yesterday's game. Do you think Perez got a touch when Harvey Barnes was given the goal?
No, I don't think he did. I think no. He stepped over it. And there was a question mark about it when on TV, but no, it's very much not Perez's goal.
Ross is again jumping forward to the Man City game. Ross was talking about this yesterday. He's saying it's an old adage, John. You and me will remember this. You don't change a winning team. I can't remember which manager said that. Was it Shankly or Cluffy? Somebody said it, haven't they? You know,
you don't change a winning team.
Is it Cluffy? Yeah,
could have been.
How do you change a team against Man City for those lads who've won two on the trot? Or does Rodgers say, look, I'm the manager here, and if I've got Evans back, he's got this new winger under. I think he'll be available potentially. I don't think he'll start, but do you stick with the winning side against Man City?
I think if Evans is back, you're going to put him back, and you're probably going to put Ndidi in for Mendy. Those are the changes I can see happening.
But you've just said Magic Mendy yesterday had a really good game.
But, I'm sorry, but if Ndidi's available to play there, you play him first. I think Mendy's, don't get me wrong, Mendy's done a good job so far, but you're going to, Ndidi would be better there, and Evans would probably be better alongside Shonchu because they've got an understanding.
Yeah, Reese is saying we've got to rest the big players in the cup. We can go and beat City at the weekend with a healthy, fit squad. I think, I hate to feel like a big time Charlie Club, John, but I do actually feel that about the League Cup a little bit this year. We've got the Premier League to concentrate on and Europa League.
Yeah, Europa League as well. Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, you don't want to dismiss it out of hand. You want to try and get through because, you know, we've won the League Cup, you know, a few times before. So I've got kind of a soft spot for it going back over the years. Bumped into Matt Elliott, actually, the other day. I think it was on your radio show.
Yeah.
Well, and obviously great memories of him scoring, you know, back in 2000. But a long time ago, and we've got, like you say, other priorities. So whoever they put out, I'm hoping they'll put up a decent performance.
And obviously, score predictions, John, against Arsenal. I think they will. Arsenal, for a good few years now, put out effectively their young lads, their under-23s. And I wouldn't be surprised if Rodgers sort of goes toe-to-toe with that and plays a lot of our younger lads, the ones we've seen in quite a few of the pre-season friendlies. So I would assume Vardy will get a rest. Maddison might come in to get some game time.
Yeah.
Where do you go with score?
Playing the whole 90.
No, he might get a 60-minute,
yeah,
you know, to get back up to full speed. Where do you see it going, John?
Difficult one, actually. Maybe penalties.
Well, it could be, couldn't it? I mean, it's 90 minutes and then straight into penalties, isn't it, of course?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like us to win it, to be honest, because I've got a few friends who are Arsenal fans. So it'd be fun to kind of go, yeah, there you go. But yeah, who knows, really, because it depends on the teams they put out. I'm just hoping we get through, because obviously you want to keep the winning mentality.
I think we already know who we've got in the next round, haven't we? It's Lincoln v Liverpool, is that right?
Yeah, I think it'll be Liverpool.
It'll be one of them beginning with L. But I mean, so it's not an easy one. Again, Liverpool, I'm sure, will be putting out some of their very good youngsters as well if we were to get through on that. But that would be the following week. It's busy time, John.
Yeah, it is. I mean, hey, but you know, as fans were enjoying it. Clearly, we can't be at the ground, so at least we're getting to watch quite a lot of football. And obviously, with the COVID information we're getting today, you wonder about getting back to the ground now, don't you? Because it's got, you know, they've increased the level from 3 to 4, which means that, you know, you've got to be more careful. If you certainly, you've got health problems, you've got to be careful. So you don't. I wonder when we're going to find out about that, because they've had some tests, haven't they, in certain grounds where they let 1,000 people in. But you wonder where sport's going to go now. There's not been much information about that as yet.
I think, John, I mean, I am totally guessing, as we all are, John. I just think Premier League clubs who've got a lot of TV money coming in, a lot of sponsorship money, probably don't desperately need the fans back in financially. I think it's some of the lower...
Oh, it's the lower.
The League 2, League 1, even some Championship sides where they'll be desperate to get...
The Macclesfield story, there was a good point made on Football Focus, I think it was on Saturday, that the guys' club's enriched with money. You got Macclesfield put into administration for what is a piddling amount compared to what, you know, they're paying some of the players, where there should be a fund that they can dip into and say, OK, look, we'll help you out. You wonder whether the bigger clubs should be helping the smaller clubs. Not an easy thing to organise, maybe, but you do wonder, because you've got fans of clubs that might go out of business, and I'm sorry, it's horrible to see that.
I think the reason that the English Football League in particular is such a great league structure is because there's so many clubs in it, and teams can, like Leicester have done, come up from League One all the way up. And smaller teams, it's good to see, you know, Bournemouth come and go, but, you know, there's been lots of teams have their time up here, hasn't there?
Yeah, but you remember the time when we thought Leicester were going to go under.
Yeah.
And obviously, players came in. How, remember how you were feeling then? And look at what Macclesfield are going through now. We've all been there.
Yeah. I've got a question here for you. It's an interesting one, and Wayne's not the only one who's asked it. Wayne says, does Casper worry you passing out from the back sometimes? He does worry quite a few fans, John, at times with some of this.
Well, the Chelsea goalkeeper probably.
Well, yeah, Kepa, yeah.
I think there's an onus now on goalkeepers playing that way. And occasionally they're going to get it wrong. And, you know, it's a bit of a worry. But as somebody said in the paper today, if they are concerned, whack it down the field. Get it away. But managers want them to play as part of the team, and they want them to try and pass out. You know, 9 times out of 10, it's fine, but there might be the odd occasion where it goes wrong. And if you remember the end of last season, against when he kicked the ball out and it came straight back in, and we lost 5-2, was it, in that game or something?
Yeah.
As a result, you know, you've got to accept that occasionally that could happen. You know, players all over the pitch make mistakes. If you're a goalkeeper, you don't want to be doing it. Yeah, it is. I won't say I'm not concerned, I am, but it's just the way the game's evolving.
I've got Dan that is back from the cricket field end. Let's add him in for the last couple of minutes. We'll ask him. Okay. I want to ask Dan. He's back now. Thanks, Dan.
It's all right.
Well, sorry about that. We've moved on. We've looked at Arsenal. We've got so many games. We've got Arsenal on Wednesday. We've got Man City coming up on Sunday. Dan, a lot of Leicester fans were very interested. Obviously, we've got eyes on Tarkowski from you.
Yes.
But it looks like Sean Dyche may have found another young centre-back. Where do you find these players from? That guy, was it Dunn, who scored for you?
Jimmy Dunn. I think he was released from Man United's youth system. And in typical Burnley fashion, we just snapped him up. And yeah, he's been on a few loans. He's been to Sunderland. He's been to Accrington down the road. You know, he's been to a few loan clubs, but he's. I don't think he can have a full season in the Premier League anyway. I think he's still too young and still needs a bit more.
I tell you what, though, if you get a team full of players with that much passion and energy as he showed when he scored in that, that's what fans love to see, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could see how much it meant for him, especially no matter what the scoreline. I think even just grabbing that first goal. But, he nearly came close with another corner previous in the game. So the fact that he had that audacity to even get himself in there and, you know, throw himself amongst it while only still being quite young.
David Gavin says to you, Dan, here, he says, a quicker centre-forward would bring Burnley to a different level. Do you think that's...
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more.
we had the likes of Danny Ings and Sam Vokes. You know, Sam Vokes wasn't, you know, blessed with pace, but Danny Ings had that. So you had one that could hold it and play it in. You had the other that could run onto it. Yeah, you know, having Wood and Barnes, yes, they're a handful. I get that. And they do get, you know, 10 goals a season apiece. But when you have a look at Danny Ings, Andre Gray, since then, we've not really had anybody with pace. And I think it's something that we're missing.
Dan, who stood out for you from the Leicester team then yesterday?
Well, it'd have to be Burnley boy Harvey Barnes, wouldn't it?
Is he from Burnley?
Yeah.
Well, he was born in the town. And then I think obviously he moved around with his dad because his dad, Paul, played for the club. He was born here, but obviously his allegiances are elsewhere.
He did have a good game, didn't he? There was a
he did. You know, he was solid.
He's just got to add finishing to his game. Obviously got one, but he is a tall lad and he's a young powerhouse.
Oh, definitely. I think, like you say, we're quite weak on that right hand side, and it showed that you try to utilise that. I mean, we had Bardsley who's, you know, aging and got not hardly any pace.
I thought he had quite a good game though until he got injured. To be fair, Bardsley.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Brady were playing well when that came off as well. He weren't doing too bad, which, funnily enough, was against you the last time he got injured. You know, just seeing an injury for Burnley actually starts to scare me a bit now because of how depleted the squad is as it is. Another injury on the books doesn't help.
Yeah, the one thing you have got is a pretty good goalkeeper. Should he be England number one?
Oh, without a doubt. I don't understand the FA yes man of Gareth. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I can understand Pickford. Yeah, he's not let the England side down. But then you could say the same for, you know, that's like just saying, oh, Harry Maguire, yeah, what happened in Greece is what happened. But, you know, come and play, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the it's a tough one. It is really a tough one. But you've got three good young keepers. Henderson, obviously, at United is going to go on to good things. I think Pope's, depending on what happens with Burnley this season, I don't think I could see him staying in claret and blue.
I could say, Dan, I think Pope's going to get a lot of practice this year.
Oh, definitely. I don't see him being up there for the clean sheets this year. Definitely not.
No. Listen, Dan, thanks a lot for joining us. Don't forget, you can go and follow Dan at the cricket end.
Yep, that's the one. Cricket Field End on Twitter.
That's it. Brilliant. Thanks, Dan, for joining us. We'll see you soon. Thanks, good luck.
No problem. See you later, boys.
Great Bye. Having Dan on. Thanks so much for joining us. He's been a good chap, Dan, as we had him on before. And good of him to come on afterwards following that defeat, John.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, hopefully they can ride through it. And I've got a soft spot for Burnley, so I'm hoping they do okay.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I'm from Loughborough area, and Burnley is about not much bigger than Loughborough. And can, you know, so it's always amazing to think they've got a top-flight side with. I think Burnley's only got 70-odd thousand people in the town.
Well, could I mention an old mucker of mine, Charles Dangle, who's a big Burnley fan. So I was thinking of him when we won the game. So he wouldn't be very happy, but... Sorry, Charles.
No, indeed. Right. Sinky, thanks so much for joining us. It's about time to let you go. Busy week.
Put the Man City game on now.
Yeah, I've just watched... I fell asleep watching the Sheffield United against Aston Villa game.
Did you?
After all the goals this weekend, John, that one's really not hit the high notes.
No, it's not. That's true.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sinky, for joining us.
Ken, Phil. Cheers.
We'll see Sinky soon at the next time. And thanks, last few comments to get in here. Don't forget, if you want to, get your score predictions in there. Let me know who you think is going to score the first goal and get the final score right, which I think for Wednesday night is going to be a real toughie to try and predict. That's right. Don't forget, if you're doing your fantasy football team, I think you can still enter our league. There's the code if you are. See how you're getting on. We've got 600 people in it. I think if you're late to the party, you can still add your team in and have a go at winning the prizes. Let's see if we've got any final score predictions. Reece says, would you take anybody from Burnley? I'd take Chris Wood. I'd have Chris Wood back. I'd have him on the bench. He probably wouldn't want to be on the bench, but I'd have Chris Wood back. I think he offers something a little bit different to us. Would you, Reece, or not? Ross saying 1-1 and we win on penalties. Reece is saying 3-1 City, Nacho, FGS. Not sure what FGS means, Reece. Sorry about that. Andy's saying 1-1 and then 5-3 on penalties. Joanna saying 1-1 on penalties and City win. There you go. Lots of people going for the draw. Richie's being a lot more positive. I'll have a cup of tea of what you're having, Richie. 4-0 to Leicester against Arsenal. Thank you, Richie, for your optimism. 1-0 Leicester. I mean, the League Cup, Richie, to be fair, is one of those funny games where, you know, I could see Leicester going on and doing well with them, but who knows? Anyway, thanks as ever to all you guys for watching. Don't forget, go and follow us at Leicester Fan TV, wherever you're watching. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe. If you're watching on any of the other channels, please follow us on those as well. Thanks to the guys at all these businesses. You know who they are, but mostly thanks to you guys for everything you do, putting your comments up. Don't forget, this week we've got match day live stuff on Wednesday. We're going live pre-match. I think it's a 7:45 kickoff, so that'll be at 7:15 with locks. Then at half-time, again with locks, and at full-time as soon as the final whistle goes. Thursday night, Tom is doing the Fox's Tales show with Nikki Adams. And then Sunday, it all goes again. It's the Aftermath show and all the live shows. So thanks for watching and all your comments. See you soon.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.